We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football Friday, Dolphins Friday, Hurricanes Friday. The well-oiled machine of the Hochman and Crowder Show with Eric Valero. Let me give you just a quick look behind the... why is there someone on the phone line? Well-oiled machine. Why is there a phone line? I thought I heard somebody breathing. There's literally someone on the air. Who is this on line two? Oh, you hung up on him?
Yeah. I didn't...
You didn't hear someone breathing on the air?
I thought it was Crowder.
I heard someone breathing, but here's the... I wasn't even referring to that as the well-oiled machine. Here's what I was referring to. During one of his commercials, Crowder likes to call for the pour of a drink. And right before we went on the air, Crowder said to Valero, our executive producer, hey, after I say this, you hit the drink pour sound.
The word please. I'm going to say something, please. Hit the pour sound.
And then Valero looked confused, as he often does, and then just blurts out, just can you just point at me? Can you just point at me?
Makes life so much easier.
Do I have any part of that story wrong?
No.
Okay.
Hit it on the head.
So we are a well-oiled machine. We will bring you through your Dolphins Friday. We will give you information and nuggets you cannot get anywhere else. Yesterday we learned a couple years ago, Channing Crowder was actively campaigning for Hugh Jackson to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. So we know what we're doing. Channing Crowder will forever be on record as lobbying for maybe the worst head coach in NFL history to take over the Dolphins.
Best start by the Browns in what, 9-10 years? Come on now.
You're right, yeah.
0-1.
It's a bad week for me to bring that up.
A terrible week.
Dolphins Friday, this is a kind of a slap in the face as everyone started to hear this morning that Josh Sitton's going to be out for the season. What kind of loss is that for the Finns?
Huge.
Yeah.
It is gigantic. The thought was he gets in there at that left guard, Pro Bowl, four-time Pro Bowler. He talks, he works, he teaches Lambie Tunsil how to be a pro and solidify that left side of the line. Ted Larson was here last year. Ted Larson did a decent job when he gets in. Ted Larson's not Josh Sitton. That was a big knock for this O-line. The most decorated offensive lineman we had just got hurt. That's what happened.
Now, we're not going to do this with Tannehill, though, right? We're not going to use this as more context.
No.
Oh, again, he had a bad offensive line. Like, Ted Larson's all right. And
no, they have to adjust to this because this is what happens when you go out and get old guys. It's kind of what the thought is of the Dolphins, young guys and old guys. Can young guys play? Can old guys stay healthy and still play? We found out Josh Sitton can't stay healthy. Can he still play? Yes. He played very well through the preseason and in the Tennessee game, but that's the part of old guys. Old guys can still play football. Their body just can't do it. They just can't hold up. That's what happened to Josh.
Somebody texts in, Hugh better than Cam Cameron.
Oh, way better.
I don't know.
No.
They had the same number of wins. Cam Cameron did it in... What was it, week four?
Was it 12, 13?
Week 12.
We were 0-11 before we won that year.
Now, Hugh Jackson has one win in 33 tries. Cam Cameron, statistically, is a better head coach in the NFL than Hugh Jackson. Is this Hugh Jackson's first head coaching job, or does he have other head coaching jobs?
This might be his first.
I think it's his first head coaching, right? I'm going to look that up.
Cam Cameron told an entire football team after a game we lost, hey, guys, from the outside looking in, that was a heck of a game. Bro, you're not on the outside. You're on the inside.
You can't be on the outside looking in because you're actually leading the inside.
The first game of that season, if people remember, Dolphin fans will, the Redskins lost in overtime. The worst overtime performance in NFL history. We got the ball first. They choked us out for three downs, punted it to them. They drove down and kicked a field goal to win. The worst thing you want to happen in an overtime period happened to the Dolphins week one in 2007. He comes in the locker room in Washington, goofy-ass laugh. Guys, from the outside looking in, that was a heck of a game
to
watch.
That's the worst post-game speech that you could ever give. By the way, I'm looking here. Hugh Jackson was a head coach in Oakland in 2011. He went 8-8. So statistically, Hugh Jackson is a better head coach than Cam Cameron.
Told you I like you.
I have been proven wrong.
No, but coming, we are coming off of Saban, and to have a coach say a loss was a great game.
From the outside looking in.
We were flabbergasted.
I mean, that makes no sense. Nothing. No sense, right?
Yeah, that's what Cam did. That's how Cam started his head coaching. Hey, guys. From the outside looking in, that was a heck of a game. So ugly ass out of here.
He never had swagger.
No.
Cam Cameron never got it.
When he got mad, he yelled, son of a big buck, and threw his keys into the wall.
Right.
And everybody laughed. Like, think about this. You're in front of 60 grown men, 60 football players, successful people, and every time you try to get mad, they just fall out laughing. Like, he'd seriously be trying to prove a point. Right. Everybody just fell out laughing.
And the moment you lose that, I'm guessing, with a locker room that quickly, you're not getting that bad. Unless, you know, some miraculous fashion, you're, you know, 8-0 after 8 weeks.
I'll tell you, the worst thing happened to Cam Cameron. Well, 1-15 was probably the worst. I'll say second worst was Joey Porter being on that team, because he'd hold your tongue. Joey's the opposite of hold your tongue.
He's saying whatever. And he didn't respect
him. So he comes from, think about it. Joey came from Bill Cowher. The big jaw, the fight to cuss you out. That's a hell of a game, fellas. Joey used to give that man hell. Say, Joey, man, take it easy, man. I'm picking on somebody.
We have such a loaded potato for you on this Football Friday. So I don't even know how we're going to juggle it all. Unfortunately, we're leaving it up to Falero to make sure this works like a fine...
The guy I told you Hugh Jackson never coached before. Yeah, that guy.
Go!
Fine-tuned machine. Because here's what we have planned. Bruce Gradkowski is going to join us. He, of course, was an NFL quarterback for a long time. Didn't he quarterback in Oakland?
Yes.
Maybe he was there when Hugh Jackson was there. I don't know.
He could have been. He was a bunch of players. He had a pretty good career.
I know that he ended up backing up Roethlisberger. Like, he was in Pittsburgh for a while.
Ended his career, I think, 2016 with the Steelers. He ended his career in Steelers.
So maybe he was with Oakland in 2011. Maybe he played for Hugh Jackson.
I'm on it.
Great. Let us know, 5 o'clock hour?
Great. Yeah, let us know.
No, 4 o'clock.
He's sending a letter right now to the Bruce Gradkowski fan club and see if he can get a response. So Bruce Gradkowski, why are we having Bruce Gradkowski on? Well, he is the most famous athlete to come from the Toledo Rockets ever. I think we had him on last year before the Toledo Rockets game.
We did.
Yeah. He was good, wasn't he?
If I can remember. I don't remember much, but yeah, he was decent. He played in Oakland for 2010. 2010.
He played in Oakland in 2010?
Yeah.
So he was not there when Hugh Jackson was there.
When was you there?
2011. You really don't have a good memory, do you?
He doesn't listen.
We're in segment one. I mean, we're literally 9 minutes into the show. You can't recall everything that... Who was the coach? They were just showing this on... it was all over social media this weekend. It was a coach that has remembered every single play of... It was Sean McVay?
Yes, from the Rams.
Yeah. Every single play of every game that he's coached. They were saying to him, like, you had a 3rd and 3 against, you know, Seattle in the first quarter. And he's like, oh, yeah, we ran a sweep to the left. Like, just knew every single play. We're 9 minutes into the segment. Falero doesn't know when Hugh Jackson coached Oakland. He's probably just learning right now that Hugh Jackson coached for Oakland.
That's why I'm not an NFL coach.
All right.
You expect Eric Falero to compete with Sean McVay?
Yeah, that was a bad expectation on my part.
What's going on?
So Bruce Gradkowski is going to join us. We'll talk UM Toledo and NFL with him. Jakeem Grant. Jakeem the Dream. You going to apologize to him?
I'm going to let him know I doubted him and he swung me.
Okay, that's fair. Jakeem Grant from the Dolphins. He's the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. He is joining us. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. He will answer all your fantasy football questions. Chad Millman from the Action Network. We will talk about gambling. Gambling. And if that's not enough for you, the deal best bets, we do that today. We talk more about gambling, but don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us at all.
And then Later on in today's program, I've been waiting all week for this, Jeff Cameron. Who's Jeff Cameron? He is a radio host for ESPN Radio in Tallahassee. We have made relentless fun. Trick Daddy's made relentless fun of the turnover backpack that FSU has. Do you have that Trick Daddy sound where he's singing the praises of the UM turnover chain and he is just lambasting the turnover backpack?
The turnover chain, the big chunk.
Chunk.
The big chunk. Y'all don't see that thing, chunk. Them boys representing. AJ put them boys in there, man. Big Cuban, the big dookie Cuban. Wait a minute. We're not the only school in the state of Florida. Here's Florida State with the turnover pocketbook. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The turnover pocketbook. You can change the scraps. You can wear it on your back. You can wear it under your arm. The turnover pocketbook. Fookie bookie.
The Fooky Booky pocketbook. So Jeff Cameron, he is a radio host in Tallahassee, and I want to find out if FSU fans are trying to embrace the turnover pocketbook. So we have a loaded potato for you. Bruce Gradkowski, he is scheduled to join us next. Valero, how are you feeling about it? Because I don't know what you've done in the last 12
100%.
Minutes.
I'm 100%.
Waiting
for, I'm waiting for Crowder to point at me.
Oh, oh, you're nervous.
I've been
forgot.
Waiting for the last
okay.
12 minutes.
All right. Okay. I can't wait.
We got him. Valero been ripping and running. Everybody rips and runs. You got your spouse. You got your job. You got your kids, your family. Everything's going on. But when I get a chance to sit down and relax, watch a game, go fishing, Valero, you know what I'm drinking. Can you please pour me a shot of Jack Daniel Tennessee whiskey? That was a good job,
nailed
baby.
It,
the Jack Daniel Tennessee whiskey. It's from the oldest distillery in the United States. The water is cool, clean, and iron-free. Perfect for making whiskey. And every drop of Jack Daniels is enjoyed in 170 countries around the world. It's from one location. You know that's consistency. 170 countries, one location, and you know they know what they're doing with Jack. The Jack Daniels, it is charcoal mellowed, drop by drop, so for smooth sipping, it makes it so tasty. It's not the easiest way to make liquor, but it's the Jack way, and that's why you love it. And for the parties, when I want to mix it up, when I got people over, I pull out the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey. My wife doesn't even drink whiskey. She's not a whiskey drinker, but she loves the Tennessee Honey. It is a combination of Jack Daniel's and honey liqueur. It has the smooth character of Jack that you love, and with taste of honey and a roasted nut finish. Try Tennessee Honey chilled, straight out the freezer. Mixed with lemonade is my favorite. However you enjoy Jack Daniels and Jack Honey, always enjoy it with friends. Jack Daniels Tennessee Honey and Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey. Live freely, drink responsibly.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Was it Cool in the Gang?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, like it. Bruce Gradkowski is fresh. Fresh. Maybe he's not. I don't know.
I would say yes.
All right, let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Bruce Gradkowski, he is an 11-year NFL veteran. The greatest quarterback to come out of the University of Toledo ever. He was on this show last season when the Toledo Rockets came here. Now UM is going to Toledo.
The Glass Bowl.
This will also be Bruce Gradkowski's final appearance on our show because I think it's just a one-in-one series, and then that's it. So he's joining us now. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, guys. How you doing? And I think you're right. I think this will be the last time I saw head coach Mark Richt's press conference when he talked about how he inherited this game going to Toledo.
Well, let me ask you about this. Crowder and I just learned this yesterday. Yesterday, I was reading an article from The Blaze. I think that is, was it The Blaze or
the,
some
The Blade.
The Blade. The Blade. Yeah, The Blaze,
yeah,
is
the
is
pizza joint, isn't
no,
it?
But, well, oh. Blaze Pizza, but The Blaze is that radio show host's website. Oh, I can't think of the guy's name. Anyway, he's a conservative dude. Anyway, I'm reading this thing in The Blade. I had no idea. None of us had any idea what a huge deal it is for Toledo that UM is coming there, and this article talked about how Glenn Beck, that's the guy I was thinking of, he's got the Blaze. All right, moving on. So I had no idea that UM coming to the Glass Bowl, which is the name of the stadium, which I think is pretty cool, is a huge deal for Toledo.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's the U, right, Crowder? So I know you're a Florida Gator, but anytime you have the Miami Hurricanes coming into your stadium, I mean, that's a big deal. Now, I think the biggest team we've ever had coming in ranked was my sophomore year, and it was number 9 Pitt with Larry Fitzgerald. And we ended up beating those guys. But talking about the history and just an all-time great university that you want to face and they're known, I mean, it's Miami. So I think that's the hype around it. It's you never would think the Hurricanes would come into the Glass Bowl. So everyone's fired up for it.
And what does a big game in the Glass Bowl consist of? Is it women? Is it a good party? What does it consist of when people get jacked up in the Glass Bowl, Bruce?
Man, you guys need to come and find out. It's everything.
Why do they call it the Glass everything. Bowl?
Well, because Toledo is like the glass city. That's where I think glass was developed or made, glass bottles. And so it's a Glass Bowl. But it, you know what? It's one of the nicer stadiums in the MAC. It's actually a really nice stadium. It's all closed in. You know, the one end zone is the football building, the facility. So that has a scoreboard. And then the other three sides are all closed in with stands. The other end zone, the student section, there's a really nice big three-story press box that's huge, top of the line. And honestly, Toledo serves probably the best food. Since I do the radio for them, that's the thing I most look forward to pregame is the food.
Bruce Gradkowski, I would imagine that's a ringing endorsement because probably 11 years worth of food just on NFL teams to look forward to Toledo's food. Is Toledo known, the city itself? You said it's known for glass. Does it have a food item, you know, where like, you know, Kansas City is barbecue and whatnot? Is there a Toledo food item?
Well, guys, it's funny you ask. I actually own a restaurant called Social Gastro Pub. And we do some, like, hip new foods. I mean, we have your salmon tacos, pork chops, great burgers. But also you probably heard of, like, Tony Paco's. It's like a, you know, a hot dog place that's just well-known when people come in. They go there. And but Toledo's a nice little city. I think it's grown as far as the healthcare company, ProMedica, reinvesting in downtown, trying to build it up. But I think as far as the atmosphere on game days, I was kind of hoping this was a night game because Toledo usually plays night games. But the Glass Bowl will be packed. I mean, packed for us is probably about 30,000 fans. And but it'll be an exciting atmosphere.
Bruce Gradkowski, I know that's going to make a promo. I just did it again. Bruce Gradkowski, I had a migraine today. So
oh, yeah, Jesus
just,
Christ.
I'm just saying, cut me a little
a headache?
Bit of slack.
Headache.
No, it's not a headache.
It's a headache.
It's a migraine.
It's a migraine. Tighten up.
All right, Mr. CTE.
EpiPen. You take EpiPen.
Bruce Gradkowski, the greatest quarterback. That's not incorrect, right? Greatest quarterback to ever come out of the University of Toledo, right?
Man, you guys are too kind. You know what? I held about 19 school records until the last couple years, Logan Woodside broke them all, you know, and he did a great job. He was drafted last year in the 7th round by the Bengals, and now he's currently on the practice squad for the Tennessee Titans. But, I last
so, yes,
too long
Bruce Gradkowski is the greatest quarterback to come out of the University of Toledo.
I'm not going to argue with you,
but good. And it does sound good, Bruce, but people on the text line are killing us because we said best player ever, and they brought up Kareem Hunt and Dan Williams. I don't know. I still got you, Bruce.
I appreciate it. Look, hey, Kareem Hunt's a great player. I think he's having a great career so far. He's still young. You know, this is his second year, but to lead the league in rushing as a rookie was impressive. But it just shows, honestly, like in Crowder, you know how it is. When you come out and you go through that recruiting process, like I always wanted to go to Penn State. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I wanted to go to Penn State. That didn't happen, but I was able to go to Toledo where I could develop into the person and the man I could become and to get the best out of me. Now it's Toledo, and so that's why you see guys like Kareem Hunt, myself, Lance Moore, Nick Kayser, Andrew Hawkins, Barry Church, the safety for the Jaguars, all coming out of Toledo because those guys have dominated Toledo, but they're also able to be four-year starters and get all that playing time.
Give us a little scouting report on Toledo. Miami's a 10 to 10.5 point favorite tomorrow. What can you tell us about the Rockets?
You know, Toledo's a very good football team all around. Just like Miami, they have 14 returning starters from a year ago. Two more actually were injured, so about 16. Hey, our coach, the Toledo Rockets, Jason Candel, he was the MAC coach of the year, just like Mark Richt was ACC coach of the year. But Toledo, they're a good football team. You know, you could tell when a team's clicking on all cylinders. They have it. They have a good defense, good in special teams. They have a good kicker, and offensively they're good. Now, the question mark is it quarterback? I mean, it's a first-year playing for Mitch Guadagni. He's a junior. But he's, you know, he's a little more athletic than Woodside from a year ago. He doesn't throw it as well as Woodside, but he could make probably more plays outside the pocket. But it's going to be all dependent on how he plays. You know, and really, I think it depends on how both quarterback plays, from Rozier to Guadagni.
And, Bruce, when you talk about the MAC, we were just talking about, like, Kareem Hunt. And you talk about those smaller conferences where I think they can have receivers and running backs. I think the difference between the MAC and the SEC are the big boys. Does Toledo have some big boys? Like, can they keep up with UM's offensive and defensive front? Because I think that's where the biggest difference is when you go conference to conference.
Oh, you're definitely right. You know, and I was kind of laughing about it this morning because they talk about how their three studs up front, you know, graduated – going to the draft last year, and I'm like, it's Miami. They keep pumping these guys out year in and year out. I mean, you look what John Garvin and Gerard Willis have done, and, you know, what was Willis? 8 tackles, 4 tackles for losses and a sack against LSU.
He was a monster. He was the only monster.
The best player on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, you're right, Crowder. I think that's the biggest difference. I mean, Toledo's got some beef up front, too, on the line. I think the defensive line is good as well, but, you know, it's a different level. You know, you're talking about, you guys have guys that look like NFL-type studs up front. But Toledo also, the last few years, I mean, look, Toledo's right tackle and left tackle are both 6'8". One's 380, one's 340. Their interior line is big, 6'6", 6'3", 6'4". And you look at your D-line, 6'5", 6'3", 6'4", 6'4". So you guys got studs up front. So that's where it's going to be, and I'm talking about your defensive line. But that's the matchup. I mean, I definitely think that's where it's at, is up front. Who wins the line of scrimmage?
Bruce Gradkowski is with us. What do you know of Miami's quarterback, Malik Rozier? I mean, you played the position. Have you seen him play much?
You know, I did last year a little bit. I mean, I thought the dude's smooth. He's poised. He looks good when he can play good. I mean, when he's playing on, he looks like he could be a Heisman candidate, and I think that's even what Rick's son even said. But when he's off, he's off, you know, so he has to continue to grow. I mean, this is his second year starting, so he has to play more comfortable and really take a hold of this team. And this Miami team will go, I think, as far as he can take them, you know, so he has to take that next step. And that's why it's intriguing for me to see is what quarterback shows up for you guys, you know, because if he shows up the type of player he can be, then I think we're going to have our hands full.
Let me segue quickly, as long as we have some time with you, to the NFL. First of all, who's the best quarterback in the NFL right now? Is it Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? Or might you say Ben Roethlisberger?
You know, it's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the guy, his abilities and his skill set is like not no other. I mean, I think if Rodgers is in New England, I don't think they lose the game. They probably have 8 Super Bowls. But, you know, and that's not against Tom Brady. It's just saying, I mean, Aaron Rodgers physically is so gifted. And Tom Brady, though, Tom Brady's one of the best as well. I mean, look what he has done, so you can't argue that. But I think Tom Brady also has the best coach around. Tom Brady works his tail off. But I always have to say Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you probably saw what he did the other night, where he comes back with a bum knee and comes back to win, being down 20-0.
And Bruce, you're the best guy to ask this because you were a part of it. You play quarterback. When you get one of these young phenoms, like Sam Darnold is right now after one game against Detroit, everybody's saying, you know, oh, he's the future of the Jets and all. I say take it easy. How long do you need? You personally, how long until, how many games? Is it 8 games, a year, 2 years? Is it just the eye test until you in your heart will say, you know what, Sam Darnold's special?
Well, you know what, I agree. You got to pump the brakes a little bit. I think I like what Coach Bowles is doing over there. He's not naming him like the franchise quarterback. I mean, Bowles knows what he brings, and he knows he is the franchise quarterback. But there's no need to continue to put more pressure on the young kid. I think what it comes down to is Sam Darnold's got all the tools and talent, and can he consistently do it week in and week out? And that's the difference. And Crowder, you know, it's about being able to stay healthy, stay available, and being able to be consistently good. You know, I started off really fast as a rookie and was able to start 11 games. Now, I was lighting it up in the preseason. I lit it up my first start in the Superdome against the Saints, throw for 230 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interception. You know, and so everyone starts hyping me up. Well, then, you know, towards the end of the year, the wheels fall off. You know, you're overthinking things too much. You're trying to play perfect. You're trying to satisfy John Gruden, which is really hard to do, maybe even impossible. So a lot of things play into it. But I think Darnold has the poise to be able to handle all that. And I think that's what it's about. And I think if we're sitting here at the end of the season and the Jets have been competitive all year round, you're going to know that this is the guy. Because look at Peyton Manning's rookie year. I mean, I think he threw a ton of interceptions. But they knew from the kind of guy he is that he was a franchise guy and he'd be one of the best. So I think Sam Darnold has it all, but you want to see him put a few good games, half a season together, a whole season. But I think he has what it takes to be a franchise guy.
I'm glad you talked about your stats and what you did when you, in your career, because my next question, Bruce, was Nathan Peterman is starting at quarterback in the NFL.
Well, not anymore.
Do you feel like you could still play at least as a backup with the terrible quarterbacking going on right now?
Man, I still question it. You know, I still think about it. The thing for me, though, is towards the end of my career, to go out to practice every day, you know, you're taking 4 or 6 Advil just to get through practice because my shoulder, you know, and maybe since I've had a year or two off, it would feel better. But I've thought about that, you know, because you look around the league, even what Fitzpatrick did this past weekend, and Fitzpatrick doesn't have the strongest arm, but he's smart. He knows where to put the ball, and that's what I would compare myself to. So when I see him have a big game, I'm thinking, man, if I could get back in the right system, I think I could do it. Maybe I should come down there to the Dolphins with you guys.
Brock Osweiler is not going
to
do it.
I'll tell
you,
there's a lot of Dolphin fans that would like to see Crowder back at linebacker, so maybe we could make it a tandem.
Bruce, there's so much beer in my system. It's ridiculous. There's no way I could play again.
This dude owns a gastropub. There's plenty in his, too.
Right.
Bruce Gradkowski, the University of Toledo, University of Miami, tomorrow kicks off at noon. You will hear the game here on this radio station. Pre-game begins at 8 a.m. Want to give us a prediction on the way out? Are you going to swing the baton for the Rockets?
Yeah, you know, hey, I have to go with my Rockets. But it's going to be a close one. I think Toledo will give them a fight. Like I said, I hope I see a good game, though. I don't want to see your QB play bad. I don't want to see our QB play bad. I want to see everyone's best effort on the field because that's what you like to see. And I'm going to have to say, you know, Toledo squeaks this one out 42-38.
Wow. All right. Take the over. I don't know if I like the outcome, but I'll take the over. Bruce Gradkowski, thank you for making time for us, Bruce. We enjoyed it.
Hey, thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure.
And we should do this more often because we can talk NFL. It doesn't have to be Toledo.
Exactly. Let me know.
All right. Valero, get on that. I don't know why you dog Bruce Gradkowski on it.
I'll write it in my notes.
Yeah, because when Valero says on it,
what are we doing?
Who knows? Thank you, Bruce.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, let me ask you a question real quick.
What's that?
Is it so, because I watched the game last week, how do you guys say, is it Rozier or Rozier?
I can't stop saying Rozier just because I'm used to it, but apparently he wants to be called Malik Rozier.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, because I think last year I called him Rozier all year, and then I just listened to the LSU game, and they're saying Rozier.
Yeah, everybody did. Everybody did. So that's what you got. All right, Bruce Gradkowski. Thank you, Bruce.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
I do enjoy talking to him. We should make that more often.
Should. A good guess.
Falero doesn't keep track of things the way I need him to. Is Jakeem Grant scheduled to join us next? Are we feeling good?
75%.
Oh, Jesus.
Better than 50.
All right.
Oh, is it?
But is there a reason that it's 75%, or you're just making that up?
Past experiences.
Okay. All right. So trends. You're using trends?
Yes.
All right. We are expecting Jakeem Grant in the next segment on this Dolphins Friday. I want to talk about BNT services first, and I see that Hurricane Florence has made landfall. Have you talked to your dad, by the way, because he's in the path?
Oh, he's good.
You don't need to call him.
He had the barbecue grill out.
Okay, so he's good. He's barbecuing right now?
Yeah, his feet were underwater, but he was barbecuing.
All right, well, for those that actually want protection during a hurricane, Impact Windows and Doors, that is the key. We are in hurricane season right now. Florence is hitting the Carolinas, and you've got Isaac out there and lots of activity. I don't need to remind you about last hurricane season as well. That's when my wife and I really made the decision to get Impact Windows and Doors for our house. So we called BNT Service. Services, and Tom and Brett came out to the house. They helped us pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors. If you've been thinking about Impact Windows and Doors for your home, don't go into this weekend without having called BNT Services and scheduled an appointment for next week. BNT Services specializes in Impact Windows and Doors with over 25 years of experience. You'll sleep better knowing that you have Impact Windows and Doors in your house. I know I do. Their staff will help you pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors. So don't wait another moment. Call my friends Brett and Tom right now. BNT Services, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126 or online at bntwindowsanddoors.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Dolphins Friday, football Friday, we're feeling it. 1-0.
Yes.
Dolphins and Canes both won last weekend. How many?
He's coming on. He had a lot to do with a win.
Jakeem Grant is going to be here momentarily. Woo! How are we feeling about Jakeem Grant joining us right now, Falero?
74%.
74%'s gone down. It's gone down. Okay, well, I'm waiting for that phone line to ring because Jakeem Grant, the reigning AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, is supposed to join us right now on our Dolphins Friday. I'll take this moment to remind everybody that the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford on Fort Lauderdale Beach, is coming. It's November 30th through December 2nd. We've been talking about it a lot, and I think we'll be giving away tickets later on in today's program once again, so very excited. On the Friday, which is November 30th, the Jacksons, Sheila E., Sugar Hill Gang, Lisa, Baja Men. Looking forward to that Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday, you got Sugar Ray, you've got Collective Soul, you've got Live, you've got 311, Young the Giant. I mean, it's just an unbelievable lineup of acts. Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. When you're there, you could stop by the Yuengling Twin Peaks Sports Bar. They'll be showing college and NFL football, so if you're worried about missing any of the games over that weekend, you will not. It's sponsored by Ripid Energy Fuel, Goya Foods, Botron Rum, please drink responsibly, and Nova Southeastern University. You can get all the info you want on Riptide at WQAM.com. Josh Sitton is out for the season. We began the show talking about that. That is the prevailing Dolphins news. That doesn't change your outlook on the offensive line. Like, and I understand he's the anchor. Well, I shouldn't say the anchor, but he's the most decorated, as you said.
Yeah, most decorated, but he was the addition that was supposed to fix it. You bring him in. Now Lambie goes back to his left tackle. You have a solid left guard who's a four-time Pro Bowler. And then Pouncey's gone for Kilgore. Sitton was your vet. Sitton was your guy. He could still mentally help him out, still be there breaking down film for him. But, yes, he was the addition that was supposed to make the biggest difference in this O-line. Ted Larson got to step up. It's Ted's time to do something.
Because the offensive line was good on Sunday.
Right? Really good.
I mean, we've sat through years of porous offensive line play at best. So it's a little bit of a punch in the gut when you find out that Josh Sitton's going to be out for the rest of the season.
When Tannehill can throw a 70-yard bomb, that's what you overlook, the fact he had time.
That he's got time to do that, yep.
To throw a 70-yard bomb. So, yes, he was – Ted Larson has a step up. Kilgore, Jesse Davis, guys we know. At least I don't have to go out on a trash hump and try to find some left guard.
Which is what they did.
Yes, at least it's a guy that's here. So, yes, Ted Larson and Jesse Davis, you have to tighten up. Josh is gone. He's on IR. He's done for the season. Let's step up. But it's what happens when you bring in older players. They can still play, but they have to stay healthy. That's the gamble when you bring in an older player.
Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, was on with us yesterday. He loves, by the way, the Dolphins plus +3. When I looked today, it was down to 2.5. Mm-hmm. Dolphins plus +2.5. That hook makes a big difference. Rob Pizzola yesterday, by the way, said take the Bengals over the Ravens. I think the Bengals were up 21-0 at one point last night.
Yes.
That thing was a lock, which is why we didn't bet it. So our losing streak continues. But he was right on that game. How many people faced off against A.J. Green in their fantasy leagues? It feels like everybody.
Me, in both
Did
leagues.
You?
Yeah, in both leagues.
Both guys you were playing had A.J.
Yes.
Green?
Yeah.
What did he have? 30 in the first half?
Yes, 30.
I mean, it was insane. It was insane.
I had Joe Mixon.
I don't, by the way, fantasy football-wise, I don't know what we're going to do here because I don't see Jakeem Grant calling in and Jamie Eisenberg scheduled to take fantasy football questions at 3 o'clock. So what are you planning back there in the executive producer catbird seat?
If he can't join us here, he's going to have to join us in the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay. All right. Laid down the law. There you go.
Catbird. I get things done, man.
What's catbird?
The catbird seat.
What's that?
You don't know what a catbird seat is?
No.
Isn't that the seat that's high above everything?
The catbird seat?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look that up. Because you use yard bird all the time.
Yard bird is a chicken.
Yeah, the catbird seat.
No.
Catbird, if you type in catbird, first thing that comes in, catbird seat.
Like on a ship?
Catbird seat. Yeah, I think it is. Described an enviable position, often in terms of having the upper hand or greater advantage. Well, then Valero's not in the catbird seat.
He's disadvantaged at everything.
Right.
You talking about me?
Yeah. You're in the dog bird seat.
I'm in the bird cat seat.
You're the dog.
You the dog, mother bleeper. All right. Well, I'm guessing Jakeem Grant's not calling in.
Knowing our luck, he's going to call in the next 2 minutes, and then it's a one
It's really minute. Your luck. It's not our luck. It's your luck. My luck's been pretty good in 48 years. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Crowder's had phenomenal luck. I mean, so I really, okay. When you say it's our luck, it's your luck.
I think you just said that you had bad luck when betting. So
Your luck, yeah, again, with you, your luck,
oh,
your bad
now.
Luck
yeah, okay.
is just, it's overpowering our good luck.
Okay.
We've had a pretty good run between us, and your bad luck is overpowering us. That's all right.
All right.
Jakeem Grant not calling in right now. We will endeavor to get him on later in the program because it is a Dolphins Friday. So what we can do is line up calls for Jamie Eisenberg. He is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. So if you have a fantasy football question or you just want to lament the fact that you went up against A.J. Green yesterday, you can line it up right now. This is a very popular segment, and a lot of people try to get through. So if you want to get through, I would line it up right now. 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com will answer all your fantasy football questions, or at least as many as we can get through. 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. He'll join us in the next segment.
I am balling in fantasy because my first round pick, it was South Florida Buick GMC dealers.
Oh, I thought it was Kelsey.
Oh, my goodness. South Florida Buick GMC dealers, they're going to put some points on the board because if you see this lineup of 2018 Buicks, you're going to fall in love like I did. Beauty, performance, comfort, safety, that is what Buick is. Riding smooth, comfortable, and everybody in your car is comfortable. The 4G Wi-Fi, I love it because my kids, they have their tablets, my wife with their laptop, the Apple CarPlay for my playlist, my contact list, and to see XM Radio, the comfort in the Buicks that make you and your passengers happy. And all the Buicks have a 5-star safety rating. I know I need my family to be safe. I'm driving, or if I'm at work, if I'm out of town, and my wife's driving, I have to know she and my kids are safe. And that's what Buicks do. They give you that peace of mind on the road. But I want to introduce all the listeners to the new Buick Enclave Avenir. When you see the Avenir signature inscribed on the door of the Enclave Avenir, you know there's a first-class experience waiting for you inside. inside the Avenir. It features three rows of first-class seating for up to seven people, seven folks in your beautiful Avenir, with crafted leather-appointed first and second-row seating, as well as a spacious interior and wood-tone accents. They have not. They didn't stop anywhere. They have all the luxury you need inside the Enclave Avenir. And on the outside, you got 20-inch alloy wheels. And when you see that Avenir grill, it's going to grab the attention of everyone on the road, everybody in the parking lot, all the little ladies out there for you single guys, all the dudes out there for you single ladies. Check out the Buick Enclave Avenir. It's time to discover the new standard in Buick luxury. It's time to discover the Enclave Avenir at your South Florida Buick dealer today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.